It's Thursday, the 23rd of January, and it's overcast and damp. Although it's not raining, it's damp and there's a cold wind blowing. Skies are overcast, but again, even with that, it's much lighter now, you can see more clearly. I know a song about that. But it's not a nice morning. That cold, damp air blowing. And we're going a jaunt in the car, the new car that is. It's not a new car, it's a new car to us. So, going a jaunt today. Don't know where yet, I haven't made my mind up. I need to try and get a decent weather forecast within the next hour and see where we're going to go. South to the borders, Peebles, Galashiels, Hawick, or over to the Kingdom of Fife in St Andrews. I think it's going to be a wee bit too wet for the Trossachs, and the West Coast is going to be a wee bit too wet, I think. We'll see. Once we get in the car and just start driving, I'll be fine. That's the great thing about cars nowadays, isn't it? No matter what the weather is, you can be sitting there in your scants with your climate control on, nice and snug and comfortable, no matter what the weather is. Slept well last night, although, remember just a few days ago we were going to bed at 9, and the night before last we went to bed at 10, and last night we went to bed at 11. Not exactly sticking to plan, but we were watching a two-hour programme that my wife loves to watch, even though she's seen it 3 or 4 times. But I don't mind. I really don't mind. And there was something on my mind this morning, just before I came out, something I was going to talk to myself about. I can't remember what it was now. It wasn't anything bad, I can't remember. That's me. I don't know if you've heard this story before. So goldfinches down into the pine trees again. It I think they always kind of send a guard down, or at least a guard comes down, one, maybe two, and then they'll start chattering and the group will grow, and then they'll come down the feeder. Very strange. Yesterday, I watched a blue tit, a wee blue tit, harass a coal tit at one of the seed feeders. I've noticed this behaviour before, and I don't know why the blue tits, well, I'm saying blue tits, it may just be this one rogue, but I don't know why they don't like the coal tits, but I've definitely seen this happen so many times. Unless it's size, the size thing again, you know, blackbirds chase blackbirds, but don't mind the wee birds, avoid the bigger birds. Chaffinches might be at words, as it were, with sparrows, robin, or the goldfinches, and the wee blue tits with someone their own size or even slightly smaller. The gold tits. Thing is, it's not the thing is, my vocabulary in the morning is terrible. It's bad during the day, it's terrible. The one bird that I haven't seen in the garden this year as yet, and they come in a wee flock, is the reed buntings. They're beautiful birds. Well, the males are. Females are a wee bit drab. Doesn't matter, they come as a family, and they usually come into the garden to feed during the winter when there's snow and ice, and we haven't had any snow or ice, so I guess there's no need to come into the garden. Must be just surviving on whatever they survive on normally, and don't need to supplement with unnatural feeding. But I do miss them, because it was nice, they always came in and chattered away in the tree, and it's lovely. Well, I'm going in and let the birds feed and get the backpack filled and out into the car. And Mary is, or will be, when her hair's dried, making up the pieces. Yeah, the pieces. I think we'll go to Peebles, if the weather's so, because you can park right at the river and have your wee picnic in the warmth of the car and watch the activity, the ducks and the people all walking up and down the river. Not the ducks, they're usually in the river. I remember sitting one summer on the banking of that river and we had got a fish supper to share. It was a lovely day, and there was a couple of ducks just came up the steep bank in towards us, and so we threw them a chip and ate the chip. But they were devious characters, because where their backs were turned, the bugger stole half the fish away, dragged it as quick as he could, like lightning, down into the near the water. Wee buggers. Don't feed the ducks now. Yeah, this is getting busy now in the garden. I'm gonna go.